When hiking out in nature, most people would tell you that their greatest fear is a tiger or a bear. Now, while these creatures are indeed scary and tend to be quite aggressive or attack in the defense, you're statistically more likely to have a deadly encounter with a moose. Now, moose aren't particularly more aggressive than bears or tigers, but they are much, much more common and equally powerful if they choose to attack. So in today's quick post, we're going to share with you why you're more likely to die from a moose than a bear, and why most moose attacks are caused by the presence of a pet dog. Now, we previously made a deeper post on moose attacks and specifically what to do in that situation, but the general summary is that moose are significantly more common than bears, and they can sometimes be defensive or aggressive. Now, most of the time, they will not be in a bad mood, and they will simply leave or otherwise coexist peacefully. However, during mating season, or if young or nearby, they are going to be more aggressive and more likely to perceive threats. Unlike deer, moose are not afraid of humans. They do not want a confrontation, but if there is one or they feel like there has to be one, they won't back down at all. Now, in most deadly attacks caused by moose, there is a presence of dogs. In fact, without a dog, you are not too likely to actually have a dangerous encounter with a moose. So if you're alone in nature or you're otherwise just with humans, the probability of you getting attacked by a moose is very, very small. However, many people are exploring nature with a dog, or you will be in the presence of other humans which are bringing a pet dog, even if you don't have a dog. And moose hate wolves. They perceive dogs as wolves. Wolves are a huge threat to moose, and especially their young. So if they see a wolf or a dog which they perceive to be a wolf, they will become extremely angry and aggressive and very likely to attack. As we all know, dogs are typically friendly and curious creatures. So the behavior that normally happens from dogs is they run up to the moose, they're curious, they'll bark, they'll kind of jump around, and then they run back to the humans. And this causes the moose to charge not just the dog, but also the humans. The barking from the dog, as well as the dog approaching the moose and jumping around, is perceived by the moose as an attack call. So it'll immediately view you, the dog, and any other humans or animals as aggressive creatures that are trying to kill it and or its young and mates. So if you're in an area that is known to have moose, it's very important to keep your dog on a tight leash and not let it stray too far out. In the event that you do spot a moose, your dog or the other dog should be restrained immediately, and you should leave the area as soon and as quickly as possible. Again, moose are very, very unlikely to randomly attack humans, and nearly every reported attack involves the presence of a dog. But with the presence of a dog, they just become extremely aggressive and they can endanger you greatly. Now, unlike bears, you can run away quickly from a moose and that will not trigger an attack. So in the case of bears, you do not want to run and scream and get away as quickly as possible, because it will actually trigger it to start chasing you and potentially attack you. However, with a moose, especially if you're with a pet dog, you can just grab your dog or otherwise just run away immediately, and it's going to be much, much less likely to attack you. And if you spot a moose and there's another person's dog nearby, then it's suggested from us that you leave the area immediately and alert the other humans to the danger while fleeing. But seriously, do not stick around if there is a moose and there's also a dog there, because that dog is really going to scare that moose and it's going to get super aggressive and it's going to want to fight the dog. And then, as per normal dog behavior, it's going to run back to the humans, and then the moose is going to go, "Oh, those humans are with the dog, therefore I should attack and kill them also." So in summary, moose are generally friendlier and more peaceful than bears. However, the threat of a moose attack is actually greater because you're much more likely to encounter one. Moose do not fear humans and they do not normally instigate attacks. However, the presence of dogs changes that dynamic completely. Moose will then become extremely aggressive as it cannot perceive the difference between a wolf or a dog. To it, the dog is a wolf. In this case, the natural dog behavior often triggers the moose to attack not just the dog, but also the human. And in the majority of reported attacks that we've been able to find, such as the reported attacks in Colorado or in Alaska, there is the presence of at least one dog in the attack. So it's highly advised to be aware of the presence of moose or dogs and to prevent such an encounter from occurring in the first place. And if you do see that such an encounter is about to occur or is occurring, where a moose and a dog or wolf actually meet each other, then it's advised you leave the area as soon as possible. So if you think that you have a wildlife or pest infestation, be sure to contact us for safe and responsible removal, and we'll also fix the damage and restore the home and prevent it from ever happening again. Thank you so much, and we'll see you later.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.